This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com, and speaking today with Carlos Navarez, and Carlos is president of Sweeping and Vacuuming Unlimited, located in Puerto Rico, City of Carolina, and they are the featured contractor for World Sweeper, our featured contractor of the month for May 2012. So congratulations on that, first off, Carlos.
Thank you.
And Carlos and I have known each other for over 20 years. It's hard to believe that I've been around this that long, and you were there before then, Carlos. So you are not only a sweeping contractor, but you're also a sweeper dealer for Schwartz Industries and involved in a variety of other things. You're a Mystic Washer dealer as
yes.
well. So let's talk about kind of both sides of the fence, really, as it involves primarily sweeping. If you would, tell how you got in the business and where it's gone from there.
That I was aerosanitation for the city of San Juan in the 70s. I had experience with sweepers from Ecolotex to LG's back then to some other makes that were alive back then. And I decided that we needed to go, when I wanted to go into the business, I was looking for a simple and powerful machine that didn't need adjustment every day. A machine that I could use every day without having to tweak it. And in 1988, I believe it was, I discovered Schwartz on an Entrepreneur magazine ad. I contacted them. I visited them in 1989. We discussed business. I became the dealer for Puerto Rico. And I bought a sweeper to start as a sweeping contractor. In 1990, we brought the unit in. I believe it was around January 1990, we started business. Since then, the business has grown, but not much in Puerto Rico, mostly because the government wanted to buy the unit instead of hiring us out to do street sweeping or parking lot sweeper. So I stayed as a contractor, and I started selling sweepers, and we did very well selling sweepers. I knew we were going to run out of space to sell sweepers in Puerto Rico, so I picked up a number of other lines of equipment throughout the years, and we still do sweeping under contract, even though it had gone down the last 5 years, because I had two or three other contractors come into business, and they priced us out for a while. But now, suddenly, in the last 3 months, I received calls from three or four big customers calling on us to send them quotes and start providing them service again because these contractors are quitting on them.
So this is a classic example of, and it's really a microeconomy in Puerto Rico because it's not a large area,
mm-hmm.
that it's a microeconomy where contractors charge too little and then couldn't buy new machines, repair their new machines? Is that what it looked like to you in the last months or year or so?
What I believe is they didn't add on depreciation on the machines. They didn't think they would need to replace them sometime. And they were under quoting us by 25%. So I knew sooner or later they couldn't keep up. Even if they planned to replace their units with used sweepers, because they started with used sweepers, I knew they wouldn't be able to.
It's very difficult to sit by the wayside, though, isn't it, for that?
Yes, it is very difficult. We made a living selling other stuff, other equipment, and Puerto Rico is a small place. We have to do a lot of different things.
Well, that's a good reminder for other contractors as well, because if you think about it, you're really in your own micro market for
yes,
your...
That's exactly it is.
So,
and we don't have the pressure that you guys do in the States. Cleanliness is a very relative thing. Even though we have the EPA and everybody else here, they're not as tough as to you guys in the States.
So what is the consciousness for throwing things down or leaving them littered? Would you leave a parking lot, a retail parking lot littered, and it wouldn't be as big a deal?
Yeah, they do that, and the operators, the stores and everything, clean them up when they close up at night, mostly at hand, by personnel, by their own personnel. they feel it's they can do it cheaper that way. The other tough issue is getting rid of what you pick up. When you tell the customer you have to provide me where to dump, that's a problem also.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the EPA also closing up landfills, and we used to have about 80 different landfills. Nowadays, I believe we have only 26, 25. Sometimes it's more expensive to dispose of the garbage you pick up than to actually pick it up with your sweeper.
So the price has gone up is what's happened, and yes. You probably have to go further to get rid of.
The cost, yes. The costs are exorbitant to use the landfills.
Who are your primary markets for selling sweepers to? Are you selling to municipal market, or are you selling
municipal
to other contractors?
Municipal market is the... We sell a number of new ones to private outfits, but not necessarily contractors.
I see.
Pharmaceutical companies and other big companies, but not necessarily contractors.
Do you, when you take on a customer, do you let them know of all the different services you provide?
Oh, yes, definitely.
How do you see that being received? Do you think there's a big business value in the fact that you wear a lot of hats?
Here you have to do it. You have to accommodate what the customer wants. Like I told you, it's a small place, and if he wants to wash something or to pick up plantings or whatever, we need to do it because it's a small place and you cannot afford to not to do it.
Well, I understand from our conversation ahead of our interview that along those lines you are designing, along with what turns out to be another sweeper company, something to do lead abatement, where you and the customer had an idea of what you wanted for a machine and you're having it built by Victory Sweepers.
Well, yes,
can you talk about that? What kind of a hybrid machine is that?
Okay. This customer of ours, he ran a power bus. It's a battery recycling operation, car battery recycling operation. They started up about 5 years ago. They were very small. They bought a power bus, one of those mechanical small things, tough little sweeper.
Right.
And they ran it for about 5 or 6 years. They had a big EPA inspection, and the EPA wanted to close them down. Then they start the negotiations with the EPA, okay, what we need to do to stay open. And the EPA told them either you get a sweeper that has HEPA filtration if it's an air sweeper, or you get some kind of wet sweeper or wet scrubber that needs to apply 0.5 gallon per square yard of yard or asphalt and concrete you have here.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. And that's a big scrubber. I couldn't locate a huge scrubber like that. I went to Schwarz with that problem, and they didn't want to do anything because of corporate mandates with lead. So I went to my friend Mark of many years. I told him I had this customer that needs this. He's a real good customer of ours. He's been, throughout the years, he's been a close customer. He's one of my best customers, and I need to solve it. Or somebody else will. And he's developing for us a unit based on a regenerative sweeper that can put that water out and pick it up and dispose of that water, contaminated water, on their water treatment facility, on the customer's water treatment facility.
So it's essentially, as I understand it, on a chassis mounted with... lot of water capacity, 700 gallons, I'm recalling.
Almost
1,000 gallons. Mm-hmm. And then you have brooms that are arrayed, gutter brooms.
On demand.
On demand across the front of the machine,
yeah.
To scrub after the water.
Available on demand. You put water, use the brooms if you want to or not, and then you pick up the water you put out.
Mm-hmm.
At a rate of at least 0.48 gallons per square yard. That's the EPA requirement for a plant of this type of material.
Mm-hmm.
Lead
For lead abatement.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting to see how that all works out.
Yes, it's going to be interesting machine.
I think we'll see more of that needed as time goes on, with place, especially these kinds of industrial places where if you put a lot of water down and give it a scrubbing, you can suck it up and it's loose enough to then,
you
know, pick it up.
It's either that or you go air, but how do you get, how can you, what machine is there out there that can do HEPA filtration?
Right.
You know, it'd be a huge, very powerful machine to get 99.99% filtration.
Right.
So it's much better. I decided it was much better to do it than water suspended particles. And you pick up the water and you dispose it. You don't have the contaminants in the air.
Right, and then you're dumping the water.
You contaminate the water in the water treatment facility.
I see. Mm-hmm.
That's why I decided to go with water. I still think it would be impossible using an air machine.
Yeah, you got to keep the particulates down with lead. That's so critical to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can you get it? Do you know of a unit that can do 99%, 99.999 filtration?
Yeah. No, I don't. So that's a good solution to try. It'll be interesting to see if that machine is then finds a market niche for itself in other, you know, battery plants and so forth.
Yes, in the States, I know it will in the States. I know because of the environmental constraints we have in the States. It will be harder to say in the Latin American countries for now. But eventually it gets there because lead is a very serious contaminant.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And it can be picked up. So
yes.
Finding a way that's one of the reasons the EPA is so strict on it, is it knows that it can be picked up and how.
Yes.
This doesn't turn out to be a machine that...
But there's no machine out there that you know, Mark really came through for us here, because I've been looking all over the world actually for a machine like that. Most of the competition for this type of operation in the States are using mechanical broom sweepers that really cannot do what a regenerative air can. And mostly now we have the contaminants in water suspension, it'd be much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And much less contamination going into the air.
Well, Mark Schwartz has been designing sweepers for a very long time.
Yeah,
and grew up in it. So if anybody can come up with a design that can handle it, seems like he'd be it.
Yeah, we're very gung ho on that unit. It will be a very, very powerful machine for us, and it's just a trick to pick up the water. That's it.
Yeah, that's
all the suspension, all the contaminants will be in the water suspended.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just a matter of disposal and filtering them out.
We're using a hose disposal for
sure.
To dump it into the water treatment facility the plant has.
Let's go back to your contracting side of business and tell people a little bit about what Puerto Rico is like, what the atmosphere for when you have large malls and retail centers and those kinds of things that here a lot of them get swept 5 days a week, 7 days a week. What happens there with those? I mean, are they sweeping, you know, once a week and then using their employees the rest of the time?
The biggest one gets swept every day, but not entirely. It's a huge, I think it's the largest or the second largest in Latin America, and it's a huge facility. Very complex, very, very built on, a lot of parking buildings and all of that. And it gets swept, I would say, every 2 days. Because it's almost impossible to do it in a night. And remember, Puerto Rico has almost as many cars registered as people. We have almost 4 million vehicles registered, and we have almost 4 million persons in the island. So almost a car per person.
That's amazing.
Yes, I believe it's the maximum density in the world. That's the correct word for car density per person or per square mile.
Well, what is it? So with the parking lot sweeping with the smaller places, what do they do? I mean, what size do they quit sweeping and just use employees?
It's almost non-existent here, to be very frank. The landlords, what they do is they get either the landlords do it, the owner of the mall, or these different stores do it. To be very frank, my customers are the dogs area, the people that handle the dogs, the maritime companies, some pharmaceutical companies. But the commercial sector here is not.
There just isn't a recognition that that's something that you have to do with a sweeper for the particular end of it, or there's not an awareness, it sounds like.
There's not an awareness, yes.
Mainland America.
Yes.
That's very interesting. And is the wage rate enough lower? Are you bound
no,
by
we
the...
No, we have the same as you guys.
You have the same as here,
yes.
So that's
well,
what I thought.
It's a U.S. Mm-hmm. territory. You know?
Right. So it's interesting that it's not a lower wage rate situation that's getting them to use their employees and push
It's a mixture of many things. Is that is also the cost of disposing of the garbage. I mean, to dispose of what they pick up, when they pick it up manually, they can easily dump on their dumpsters and on their compactors that they already have there. When we pick it up with the sweeper, it's very hard to dispose of on the facilities they already have. And it becomes a problem. It becomes a problem.
Well, that makes that's the piece of the link that isn't closed. Then is the ability to dump on site here.
And if they put an open dumpster, the customers for the facility will use them and dump their own garbage there. They'll fill it up in an hour.
I think so that's more or less a problem anyway.
And put a dumpster there, it will get full by the people that go to buy.
Yeah. So it's a general sanitation situation, in a sense, because customers and their home garbage is not being picked up by and large.
The garbage is being picked up. It's just that it's being picked up weekly, like if you do in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And Puerto Rico is very hot, very humid.
Oh, I see.
And we dispose a lot of foodstuff also.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to get rid of your garbage because it's smelly, and the city won't pick it up for the next 2 or 3 days, and you're going to go to Costco, you take it out and you go and dump it in those Costcos or whichever you're visiting and dump in their facility.
It makes sense.
And they right now they're all covered and they're all locked and they're on the roof, and it's very tough to dispose of the material we pick up with the sweepers inside of those.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So right now I'm working with Costco on a solution, and it's not easy. It's not easy because the contractor that was serving them quit on them. And he quit because of so many problems that he's getting into. First of all, he didn't, like I told you, he didn't add on depreciation on his numbers, and he was very, very low bidder. And then what about disposing? He was disposing whatever he wanted of the materials, and he got caught.
Right. I would think that alerting all of your potential customers about the liability, whatever that liability,
yes, it is,
regulations are.
The generator is responsible of the, like Costco or Sam's or one of these big Walgreens. They're responsible for the garbage they generate. It's not whoever they contract out to pick it up. It's them.
Right. And the conflict.
If they hire me, I have to make a report where I dispose of and hand it over to them.
If you can't dump on site, and then you could make your contract up, that would be the cost of sweeping, that's what you're charging for, and then as a complimentary service at their expense to the dumping facility, mm-hmm. you'll deliver it. But it's convincing them that you're not taking Costco plus Sam's Club plus Walgreens dirt and charging all three for that amount.
Yeah,
so
exactly that.
That's a challenge.
Yeah, it's tough. And they protect their own facilities so much because they don't want the general public using them.
Right.
So they mostly, Costco has them undercover inside the store.
That's a solution.
Yeah, it's a solution, yeah. It's a big problem. It's a big problem.
How else is Puerto Rico different? How about the street sweeping? Let's talk about that. How often are main highways swept? There's a lot of car traffic.
The main highways used to be swept by the Puerto Rico Highways Authority. They still are. But they're starting to privatize the highways here. There's an ongoing experiment right now with one of them that goes through the north of the island from San Juan West. And they hired a private contractor to operate the toll booths and everything. They privatize everything. And right now it's being picked up swept by a private contractor that's running two 1990 era 7000s. And he's not doing the best of the jobs, but he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the government did a better job of cleaning it up.
Is that a part of the business that you'll try to go into or that you are into?
I'm waiting on them to falter. I already am in contact with the operator, with the big contractor, and I told them I can do either both for you. I can sell you a sweeper, new, used, whatever you want, or I can provide sweeping service, but not at that rate, not at the rate you want to pay.
Right.
I cannot pay for your helicopter.
Well, there's no, yes, and there's no need to pay for them to fail, you know,
sure.
At a rate where you're going to fail.
That's
so.
What I tell him.
Yeah.
He runs an helicopter, and he's all over the area driving his helicopter and checking everything around. I cannot pay for that.
No.
You have to pay me to dispose of everything by law.
Well, I think there's an argument that can be made to the municipal especially that, you know, you're delivering it and they pay the bill, because with the municipal street sweeping, you're not going to be have an opportunity. Even an unethical contractor wouldn't really, with a little monitoring, wouldn't have an opportunity to pick up other material and dump it. I mean, you're going to go along the street and once along the highway, once it's full, you either dump into their dump truck or your dump truck and take it, or take it to the disposal facility.
Yeah.
Sure. So it seems like perhaps through education, the Puerto Rican government officials can recognize the wisdom in having
you know what's getting
just
them to recognize the problem?
Hmm.
The NDPS, the new regulations for runoff contaminants on the storm sewers.
Right.
Getting them to think twice about it.
One thing the municipality officials don't really realize, I think, is that when you bid, two things happen when they bid the disposal costs in, they have the contractor bid the disposal costs into the cost of sweeping. One is that the contractor has to bid at a price that has a windfall amount in it just in case the price of disposal goes up.
Yes.
So if the price of disposal doesn't go up or it goes up at a less, you have to bid based on kind of a high potential.
They end up paying for it.
And they end up paying for that.
Yeah.
So the other part of it is that there's no incentive for a contractor, and why municipal officials don't understand this, I don't. Given EPA requirements these days, I don't get it.
Mm.
Is that there is no incentive for the contractor to pick up more material if he's paying to dump it?
Yeah.
So if you pay the dumping fee, let the contractor out there do a really good job and pick up even more material that gets dumped and out of your stormwater system. The contractor isn't taking control of it ever, but they are disposing of it, taking to the dump site, and then it's up to the municipality to pay whatever that disposal fee is on an ongoing basis, and they're going to end up with a lesser cost from their contractor.
Yeah, and the city owns the trucks also.
Mm-hmm, all right.
They have dump trucks, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't operate at night. That's what I tell them. They line around. I can even go and dump on your trucks, and you
right.
Open them in the morning.
Makes sense.
They just lying there.
Well, that'll be a matter of education, and my guess is that, you know, you have the capabilities of, you know, making that happen. I was recalling when you say that you first contacted Schwartz about becoming a dealer or and getting sweepers of that caliber in 1988, that 1988, I believe, was the first SuperVac quarterly.
Yep.
That I did for
yep.
Sweeping contractors. So it's interesting all the different roads that both of us have gone. I still haven't made it to Puerto Rico to go fishing with you yet, but that'll be one of these days. You'll see.
Anytime. Anytime.
And I appreciate it. Same thing if you're north
for
of Seattle.
It would be worthwhile.
It would be, yes, it would be definitely an enjoyable time. Is there anything also about the Puerto Rican marketplace that makes it unusual that we should talk about that would be of interest to the mainland, U.S. and the rest of the world that would be listening to this?
See, the density here brings so many problems. The population density, the vehicle density is incredible. The pile-up traffic in the mornings and in the afternoons, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You guys, for you guys, it would be impossible. I mean, very different from the U.S. And we have the huge highways like you do in the States. private toll roads and all the bells and whistles. It's just that we love cars. Families own 2, 3, 4, 5 cars.
So any sweeping on the street and roadway sweeping really needs to be done at night, but that's
at
not
night.
Necessarily anything new.
Definitely, at night. That's another thing. The cities need to understand that it has to be done at night. They have to create their own parking ordinances to have people park on one side one night and the other side the other night.
Right, and that's the part that if EPA restrictions matter and you're really trying to hit your NPDES numbers, then you must move those cars because all the material is going to flow to the edge of the street and sit there under those cars.
Yes.
And if there's one car, that means 3 car lengths that you're going to miss. But when a sweeper, you got to peel out, go past the car, and by the time you get back in, you've missed 3 car spaces.
And
so,
the regulations are just starting to trickle into their minds.
Mm-hmm.
They just started to trickle in.
Well, it's much less expensive to approach getting this material off the road via sweeper than it is any other time further down the line, and municipal officials just need to really realize that that's the case. And in our street sweeping section, we have a white paper that talks about that, how much less it is to pick up a pound of pollutant with a street sweeper than it is with at the end of the pipe someplace. So.
I sell sewer trucks also, and I show them, listen, this is the price of the sweeper, this is the price of the sewer truck. And they're much more expensive to run and everything. And plus, when you add pressure, all that pressure and flow, water pressure and flow into the pipes, you really wear them out.
Well,
much more economical to pick up the stuff on the road, on the surface of the road, and in the pipeline.
Well, and plus, you can pick up material that's water soluble when you're picking it up off the street, but once it's in the pipeline running
through
the sewer, then water soluble just goes right through your filter.
Yes,
so
sir.
There's that part too. Well, we're probably for most of the people listening, we're preaching to the choir out there, so we don't need to do more of that.
It will eventually get to that. It will eventually get to them. I don't know when, but the issue is economics.
Right.
When it hits them on the pocket. It's the measures on the pocket, that's when they finally will realize it.
And that's exactly the case of what's happening now with some of these EPA mandates, because the EPA is tired of waiting around to have the numbers change. So it's one of those things we're going to see more and more of as we go along.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%.
Well, I can't 100% agreement. You don't get that very often. So unless there's something else we should talk about, I'll just use that as a way to end, and we'll go from there.
Always at your disposal, Ranger.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Carlos. You have so many irons in the fire and so much such good business acumen. And the other part is that you seem to have an enjoyment out of your business and to have fun in business. And I think that's one of the real keys to being successful as well.
Yeah,
so
I really enjoy what I do.
Yeah, when someone calls your office, it sounds like there's a smile in everybody's voice that you're talking to, and that's that takes you a long ways in business as well, I'm sure.
Thank you for that.
We've been speaking with Carlos Navarez, who is the president of Sweeping and Vacuuming Unlimited. They're located in Carolina, Puerto Rico, and they are our featured contractor of the month, even though in this case they're much more than just a sweeping contractor. So thanks again, Carlos.
Thank you, Ranger.